We are joined here in the media center with the Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Eddie Krawczyk. His second qualifying pass of 6.844 seconds at 197.08 miles per hour took him to the top. Eddie, you're the defending event winner. Now you have the number one qualifying hat. How do you feel about tomorrow?
Well, I got a great motorcycle currently right now. I'm glad it just made a good clean run down the drag strip here at Summit Motorsports Park. My first run today, we kind of missed it a little bit on the setup. Track was a little tricky, and just had to work towards what I'm going to consider as more of a race day setup. And I talked about that yesterday. It's really important to have a good motorcycle on Saturday, because then you kind of know what to expect Sunday. One of the things to that is tomorrow temperature is going to be up probably somewhere around 10, 12 degrees is what they're saying. So it'll for sure make for interesting racing. Your tune-up's going to change. Track's going to change. Your whole setup's going to change. So, it's nice to have a green hat today, but, man, you want to have a yellow hat tomorrow too.
Perfect. Tomorrow you've got two drivers coming in behind you. You've got Angel and Andrew. With their tune-ups and everything, how much are you guys relying on each other, and what's that setup in your camp?
Well, believe it or not, the interesting thing is we have three motorcycles that all want to be tuned different. So there's no such thing as having the same tune-up for each bike, because it just doesn't work like that. I mean, we'd love to say it's all these mechanical parts that work together, and they're done on precision CNC machines that are exact to one another. But then you would think, well, heck, they want the same tune-up. Well, they don't. So it's interesting. You got to learn the offsets of what each motorcycle likes on its own and then adjust to that and tune to that. So for us, it's about giving each motorcycle what they want and giving each rider basically the proper clutch setup, tune-up to go down the drag strip. So and that's why we make our four runs, to get the data. You can come here with all four bikes identical and guaranteed by the end of the weekend to make all four go fast, you're going to be a different direction with each bike. So it gives us a benefit, though, for sure, having three separate cracks at the racetrack each session. So when you look at it, I mean, in theory, we have 12 runs of data going down this drag strip, or 16 runs of data, depending on how many qualifying sessions you have. So it gives you an advantage going into race day, for sure.
Does everything get thrown out the window, though, if it is 20 degrees warmer tomorrow on the track?
Yeah, so that's what's going to be the whole thing here, is really going to be chasing the track and the track conditions. Ambient temperature plays a big role in how that track works and how it reacts. And the sun, obviously, beating on it does not help anymore. So I know that NHRA Safety Safari is going to do the best job they can to give us good, consistent tracks. And the way I always say it, as long as both lanes are equal, whether it's good, bad, whatever it is, we all have a shot to race down it.
And you still feel like you would have the advantage, everything even, based on the qualifying?
Well, I put a setup in my bike for that I'd call my dirt road setup. So I wanted it to go down, go from A to B, and it did that, and I went 84, so I think I got a great motorcycle for it. Well, I think conditions right now, air conditions are definitely a little bit better than they were yesterday. So, yeah, I expected it, but there is a headwind out there. We have a slight headwind. So I knew it was going to be close if somebody got all of it, meaning 105 or 104, 60 foot, and the tune-up correct. But I'm pretty happy with my 84 run. I think that was a good run for that session on that racetrack.
Eddie, do you have one of these scoops?
I have a few of them. These things are the coolest ice cream.